Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 Central Time. Joining me in the studio today, Dr. Maurice Boyer, Music Director, Bach at the SEM. Good morning, Dr. Boyer.
Good morning, Andy.
It's good to have you here in studio today, and welcome back. I always enjoy our conversations talking about the upcoming Bach at the SEM.
Nice to be back with you today. Looking forward to talking a little bit about this program.
Welcome back to Tropical St. Louis, too, by the way. Well, what are you looking forward to with this with the next Bach at the SEM?
For this program, we're doing three pieces that are from 1726. So this is Bach's fourth year in Leipzig. And I should say just very quickly that all of the pieces used today will be heard in a different guise on our May concert. What happened with Bach when he visited the Mass text, so the Kyrie and the Gloria for the Missa Brevis, he used previously existing material of his own and reworked it into a different text, so into the Mass text. So all of the pieces were reworked, as I mentioned, were parodied, as they say. Now back to the pieces themselves. So it's three pieces from 1726. The pieces come in Bach's fourth year in Leipzig, as I mentioned. And by this point, he has written 122 cantatas, two versions of the St. John Passion, the first version of the Magnificat. He's been working on the St. Matthew Passion, so he has a lot behind him at this point. So these pieces really show him at the height of his powers. Now, while in Leipzig, Lent was considered a tempus clausum, so therefore a closed time, and so there was no concerted music or music with instruments. We, of course, have therefore no Lenten cantatas. But these cantatas, as they reflect on God's will and our presence before Him and our contemplating of our own selves and our own yielding of our will to God, sort of fit within a Lenten sort of mindset, shall we say. So that's the reason for having pieces at this point, is precisely for that.
Very good. Now, you mentioned that these pieces were written in 1726. Is that
right? Mm-hmm.
So, like a good wine, as time progresses, they seem to get better.
That would be certainly true. These pieces are very rich.
Wonderful. Yeah. Very good. So we have a number of pieces to listen to today as well. Some selections,
right,
to listen to.
Right.
Let's talk about the first piece.
Sure. The first piece. BWV 187, and so the title of this in English translated would be "All Things Wait Upon You, O Lord." So we'll listen to a little bit of the first movement. Basically, the progression of the cantata is from sort of the objective dimension of God's involvement in His creation, and that God sustains all things, animals, the rivers, everything sustains all things. And this is the first part of the cantata. And the second part of the cantata, you sort of get the personal dimension. What does this signify for us, that God sustains everything in His creation? Means that He also sustains us, each individual. And so all the little cares and all the worries and fears that we all have, all these things, He also absorbs and is sustaining. So that's the basic progression of the cantata. So we'll listen a little bit to this wonderful opening movement.
Thank you.
Lovely piece.
Yes, really, really wonderful opening. All of these three pieces here, at least the opening choruses for all these pieces, have extended instrumental ritornellos, name or instrumental interludes that recur throughout. So this first piece, as mentioned, begins with the objective dimension of God's involvement. And it's interesting from a musical standpoint, one hears right off the bat this opening thing, yam ti da din. So the idea of waiting is very much embodied in that whole, and just in that figure right there in the opening. That figure recurs in all the instruments and in all the voices at some point throughout the cantata. So those are just a few thoughts about this this cantata.
How do you go about selecting the music for Bach at the Sim? What's your process for choosing the pieces? Are there others involved in this process, or is it all on your plate?
This is all on my plate. It's something I absolutely love. Just coming up with a program that has a musical arc to it, something that works musically, that has sufficient sort of contrast and really the expressive arc is important. Some kind of narrative, whether it's a clear one to the audience or not, that's a different matter. But also, especially with this music, there's the theological dimension, theological, human, psychological dimension that's always of concern. And of course, you know, I do look at these as musical sermons, the concerts themselves. Mm-hmm. The cantatas were considered musical sermons. I also look at the program as a musical sermon. So something that does proclaim the gospel is a thrust of mine. So anything that would embody that message, whether it's starting in darkness and moving toward light or expressing praise and light throughout, anything that would be bringing forth the good news.
Now, I think it's been a little while since we've talked about your background. I know we've talked about Bach at the Sim before, but it's been a little while too that we've talked about your background and your experience leading up to this. You've been, are we in the second year now that you've been with Bach?
This is my first year as music director. I was guest conductor last February, a little over a year ago. Right.
Very good. Yeah. Let's talk about your background, though, your education and professional background. You serve at Concordia University Chicago, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. There I work with the chamber orchestra, the women's choir, and I teach all levels of the dreaded ear training. before that, I was working on a doctorate. So I have a doctorate in orchestral conducting and then background in choral music as well. Before that, and piano is my main instrument. Singing as well has always been a part of my life. I also studied theology at Princeton Seminary. My family was involved in mission work for many, many years in France. So I grew up in France. They had a touring choir. Widespread ministry in the ecumenical ministry. So the choir would perform in a lot of the main Catholic churches and Protestant churches throughout the French-speaking Europe. So that whole viewing music as proclamation sort of always been a part of my life.
Languages. Did you grow up speaking French?
I grew up speaking French, yeah. And my folks spoke English in the home. I mean, I am American, and I was born here, but I spent all of my childhood and adolescence in France. So, yes, I grew up speaking both languages.
And German, you learned along the way as well.
I did. I would never consider myself fluent or anything. But I love the language. Mostly I just don't practice conversation anymore. But the grammar is still all there.
Your conversation is in the music.
It's in the music, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the next piece.
Sure. The next piece is probably the richest piece in the entire program. We're just doing this single movement from Cantata 102. The title in English would be "Lord, Your Eyes Look for Faith," which is a quote from Jeremiah 5. As I mentioned, this is a very rich piece, very layered. Each line of text is given a very specific musical contour, a motive. And at the beginning, all these motives will occur separately, and gradually the layers will pile on. And that, of course, that's interesting musically. It shows great compositional skill to be able to weave all these lines in and out of the texture. But more interesting than that is just the sort of the semantic polyphony that's going on there. So the layers of meaning that pile up, mm-hmm. just even in one phrase, by virtue of the fact that all of these lines are intersecting and reacting to one another. And there is a fair amount of text painting also in this movement. So what I mean by that, in case it sounds like a strange thing to say that music is painting, it's basically the motives sound like the ideas. For instance, one of the lines here is, God is looking for faith, and he doesn't find it. And so what does he do? He tries to wake us up by any means he can. So he hits us, he torments us, he does all these things. He doesn't get any reaction, but he wants us to wake up. Well, the one line, he hits us, I know that sounds a little violent, but that's the word in German. Mm-hmm. It's given a motive, dim-bum-bum. So this sort of idea of striking. The interesting idea with Bach is that it's actually a gentle action. So you'd expect with a bad composer, or not a bad composer, maybe just a lesser composer, that he would have something violent associated with that. But it's all gentleness. And the reaction, the second motive that comes in right after that line of text occurs is, but they don't feel it. So they don't sense the striking. They're not awakened by it. And there Bach has something. Something actually very gentle again. And it's as if God is grieving for the fact that we don't awaken to his sort of calling to us. And there are many more layers. I could talk about them. And some of these things are mentioned in my program notes. So if anyone comes, you'll be able to read a little bit more about these things. But again, that's already just one little example of the sort of semantic layering that's going on. And really portraying God as a grieving father for our not waking up and being in communion with him.
So, very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Another lovely selection.
Just great music. I should add just a couple more things about this piece. We won't be able to listen to excerpts, but there are also some really interesting harmonic shifts that Bach takes throughout, again, to sort of underline the surprising nature of God's sort of trying to pull us out of our torpor, if you will. Another little detail later on in the in this is the line of text is, but they have a hard face as if a rock. And they and so what Bach chooses for that material is a theme that sounds just precisely like that hard. It has two tritones in it, so two very dissonant intervals, which is surprising for a theme. Yam di da di ha da di da dim pa di ha di di. So this strange sort of dissonant thing, mm-hmm. and rather hard in nature, again depictive of the idea. So just wanted to mention a couple more things there. So Bach working with his material to mm-hmm. strongly evoke what's going on in the text.
It's nice to get the inside scoop on the on the music, the commentary on the music before the Bach at the SEM performance. Now, that's coming up very soon. When is the next Bach at the SEM?
The performance is this Sunday at 3 p.m. In the chapel at the seminary.
Very good. This Sunday, March 15th, is that correct? At 3 p.m. at Concordia Seminary, Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus here in the St. Louis area, 3 p.m. And Bach at the SEM is always a great community event. Is there an admission fee?
No, it's free, which is a great thing for the community, I think.
Just like the gospel, it's free.
Right on.
Very good. Very good. Well, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Maurice Boyer, music director for Bach at the SEM. Stick around for more of his time right after this, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true Word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We are excited to walk alongside Lutheran Church Missouri Synod members and ministries as they witness and perform works of mercy and compassion around the world. Investments with LCEF provide the exceptional financial resources used daily to build faith communities and serve God's people. Our loans and ministry support services are available to LCMS congregations, schools, and organizations, as well as rostered church workers. Visit LCEF today.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Sometimes people cheapen the meaning of the word love by using it superficially in speech or songs, but when love is expressed in lovely music, it isn't superficial. It has power to restore and heal. Such music can be heard on the next Sing for Joy. I hope you'll listen.
Sundays at noon on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are discussing the upcoming Bach at the SEM with Dr. Maurice Boyer, the music director for Bach at the SEM. And that's coming up this Sunday, March 15th, 3 p.m. at the Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. Always great music. I've enjoyed the conversation thus far about the music for this. Let's talk about the artists who make up Bach at the SEM.
Sure. Well, we have a wonderful choir that some of the members actually in the group are have been in the ensemble for quite some time, mm-hmm. so they were very close to Dr. Bob Baricht. sort of the backbone of this ensemble would be the Beckers, Gerald and Wanda. Gerald is the assistant conductor and has been soloist for many years, and Wanda is the concertmaster. Dave Berger has been a member of the ensemble for a very long time. Kathy Lawton Brown, who is, does the other radio station in here, RAF, is that correct?
Radio Arts Foundation.
Yeah, exactly. And then some folks who have been in the ensemble for not quite as long as they have been, some wonderful soloists. I think people will really enjoy hearing them. And a great lineup of instrumentalists. Just everyone's a delight to work with. Very much looking forward to the collaboration for the rest of the season here as well.
Very good. Now, for 2015, is this the first one for this year, or we had one earlier?
Well, for the 14-15 season,
this is
the third concert.
Uh-huh. And so we have another one yet this
one
year.
More. The last one is on May 17. And for that program, the two pieces are the Mass in G minor from, as I mentioned, from which Bach takes movements from the present cantatas, and the Easter Oratorio. So two wonderful pieces for that final concert.
Very good. And we have a few more selections. Hopefully we can get both of them in. Let's talk about the next selection.
The last piece is actually BWV 72. In English, again, would be now All Solely According to God's Will. This cantata would have been written for the third Sunday of Epiphany in 1726, as all the cantatas. And the reading for that day would have been the healing of the leper and the healing of the centurion's servant from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. and so it's the cantata is really a musical sermon on the Gospel text. Of course, the opening chorus having to do with everything being according to God's will, I think, is pretty straight. Again, it's a great first movement. The next little portion of the cantata is an aria, arioso, recitative movement. It's an alto solo, as mentioned. And in that aria and recitative, the words of the leper, you know, he says, Lord, if you will, you can heal me, you can make me whole, are heard litany-like in the alto's voice. It occurs nine times, if you will, if you will, if you will, if you will. And, of course, the answer is that he will. And it's answered most poignantly later on in the cantata with the soprano aria, in which the beautiful text is, My Jesus wants to sweeten my cross. I think that's such a beautiful text. And so that's the richest answer to that, of course. The final chorale in this piece is the what God wills, may that always be, may that always happen. That's a direct translation of the German. I should just say that chorale occurs most poignantly in the St. Matthew Passion, at the point at which Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane has been essentially abandoned by his slumbering disciples, and is, of course, in his own moment of real trial, and finally yields his will to the Father's will. So basically, in some ways, his own will is transfigured, one might say. And so the invitation of the cantata is likewise to yield to God, knowing that his will is indeed the best. All right.
Shall we listen?
So we'll listen a little bit to the opening chorus. It opens with quite a blustery sort of instrumental interlude, and there's throughout a recurring instrumental figure, but it also occurs in the choir, just two quarter notes, bum, 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 and the words that are associated with that are alles, or all, and it occurs in almost every bar in the piece. So it's really trying to embody the idea that absolutely everything is indeed according to God's will.
Talking with Dr. Maurice Boyer from the Bach at the Sem, music director of Bach at the Sem, and that's coming up this Sunday.
This Sunday, right.
March 15th, 3 p.m. at Concordia Seminary in the Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus there.
That's correct.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it. I know it's going to be a great event. Thank you for sharing all this great music with us today.
It was my pleasure.
I wish we had more time to get to more of the selections. I know you have some more. We have a little more in there, but unfortunately, we're all out of time this morning. And I pray all goes well. And
thank you.
Rehearsals coming up today and tomorrow? Or?
Rehearsals Friday evening, Saturday morning.
I see.
We've had already two this week. We had one Monday and one yesterday as well. So.
But you got to rest the voices a little bit.
Everyone
right?
needs to rest a little bit. It's going to be nice and fresh for the weekend. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming over, spending some time with us today, and sharing about Bach at the Sem. I really appreciate it. Dr. Maurice Boyer, music director for Bach at the Sem, thanks for being our guest today.
Always a pleasure, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.